Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starling. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
01057.
01057.
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment so I can locate your account. May I have your first and last name, please?
Claudia Armstrong.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me, please?
18 Palmer Road, Munson, Massachusetts, 01057.
Okay. Okay, I'm showing here May 18th. You purchased our. Focus watch. It looks like you started a 14-day trial with two of our focus watches. That was May 18th. It is a 14-day trial, and it does state in the terms and conditions. If you do not cancel within the 14 days, they will bill you the retail price on the 15th day.
Okay,
that
would
be $69.97 and $64.97.
All right. I've already talked with someone with regard to that.
Okay.
It looks like I was double billed. So I want to cancel that account and cancel that purchase.
You said you spoke to somebody today?
Yes. Yeah, just before I called you. I called the number
5577600.
Oh, let's see. And I got a code confirmation for the cancellation.
Yes. You were charged before you called, ma'am.
Yeah, I know, but it was not honored by my credit card. So I want to make sure you cancel the account. And I'm not going to be billed twice because that bill won't be paid. I'll pay the one-time charge, but not a second time.
Okay, ma'am. It's only a one-time charge. So
well,
you.
Why do I have two different charges on my account?
Because you received two watches, ma'am.
No, I didn't. That's why I'm saying I'm canceling the order. I did not receive two watches.
Give me one moment. Yeah, focus watch. It does not say focus pods.
What is the description on the focus watch?
You said what is the description?
Yeah, what kind of watch is it?
Okay, give me one moment. It has a rectangle screen. It's a smartwatch.
Yes. Right. I did get that, and that's what I'm paying on, $69.97. But there is a second charge billed to me, and I did not receive. I did not purchase. Did not want. Did not receive a second watch. So you need to void that charge because it's not going to be paid by my credit card company. It's already in the fraud department.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment while I check the tracking number. Okay, says that one was delivered. Yes, ma'am. I'm showing that both watches was received at your address.
Well, I did not.
Okay.
I only received one. When was the second one supposedly delivered?
Let me go back to the tracking number. May 22nd, 1:29 p.m.
And how was it delivered by what carrier?
USPS.
The post, just the mail. Okay.
Can you say that again, please? I couldn't hear you.
The Postal Service.
Yes, USPS.
Yes. Well, I repeat, I did not receive it. I do not want it. And I want you to cancel the order because it's not going to be paid for that second watch.
Okay, ma'am. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. So you don't want to be billed anything from now.
I don't want to be billed at all for that second watch because I did not purchase a second watch. Especially when you say it's a smartwatch. I did not purchase a second smartwatch.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Yes, I'm still here with you, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. I can reship you the second watch.
No, I do not want it. Okay.
So I will be refunding you $64.97. Does that sound good?
Yeah. But I didn't. It's not going to go through. It's just the request for payment has been canceled. I've already talked with my court department. I'm not honoring that bill.
Wait. So, are you stating that you your bank is disputing the charge?
Yeah, as am I. I got two charges: one for $69.97, another one for $64.97.
Yes. Okay. For me to issue you the refund on $64.97. I would need for you to call your bank, tell your bank to call us back and drop the dispute.
Well, like I say, I did not purchase a second watch.
I understand that, ma'am, and I cannot issue you the refund. I want to issue you the refund, but I can't do it until your bank calls us and tell us that they will drop the dispute.
What do you show that was purchased for $64.97?
That is the second watch.
Okay, and what kind of watch is that second watch? Is it a
it's
smart
the same
watch?
Watch that you have.
Well, what I have is a smart watch.
Correct.
And what was $69.97?
That is that's the watch that you're wearing now. The second watch it had a discount because it was purchased as two, so the second one gets discounted, and that's why that one is lower, a couple dollars lower. But what happens with a dispute is they investigate the charges, the terms and conditions, and they will. They will give you a credit of the amount that you were charged, but after the investigation and they check the terms and conditions and the way it's labeled on here, it's going to seem as if you do have the two watches. They will then give us back that credit of both of those watches. And to prevent that, I'm going to ask you to have your bank contact us to drop the dispute so you can get a refund of $64.97 for that second watch.
But wouldn't I have to pay that $64.97 first?
No, you would pay the $69.97.
That right.
Was, the $69.97 came out on the 3rd, and the $64.97 was discounted because you already purchased a watch at full price. So that came out the day after.
Okay, but if they just drop the dispute, aren't you going to be looking for that $64.97, or do you put it in a different category?
Okay, when they drop the dispute, because both of the prices of $69.97 and $64.97 went through. They both were approved. Okay?
Not so when I talked with the bank, it didn't.
Okay, ma'am.
Well,
I'm looking at it right as we speak right now, and we got both of those prices that got approved.
Okay.
I want to issue you the $64.97, but I cannot until your bank calls and drops the dispute.
Okay. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Starling. That is S-T-A-R-L-I-N-G.
Okay. Okay, Starling, I'll give my bank a call so that they can drop the dispute, and then you can automatically credit me that money.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any confirmation number or something? I want to make sure that I don't get any more emails.
Yes, I will give you one. Let me finish noting up your account because it's not guaranteed that you're going to get me or the bank is going to get me when they call. Hopefully it's today so we can issue that. It does take 3 to 5 business days for refunds to go through unless your bank forges the authorized earlier. But I'm just going to note it so they know that when your bank calls, what they're giving.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment, and then I'll give you your cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, one more moment. Put this on this one too. And then we're good to go. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper close by?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you already got a cancellation number, it will be the same. So it's C.
I have C73096.
That is correct.
Okay, that's the same cancellation number. Okay.
Okay. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for calling customer support. Please have that bank call so we can issue your refund as soon as possible.
Okay, will do.
All right, bye.